From the GPB newsroom this Tuesday, I'm Ricky Bevington. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is planning to send a team of experts to Atlanta to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. New York City was once a world hotspot for COVID-19, but now its infection numbers are way down. Cuomo made the offer during a joint press conference last night with Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. It includes resources for things like testing and contact tracing.
You have an open offer, whatever you need, but we're also 100% behind you, and we hope that Atlanta, under your guidance, comes back quickly, and anything we can do, we stand ready.
Bottom says she welcomes Cuomo's help. On Friday, the Atlanta mayor rolled back the city's reopening plans, asking businesses to close again except to pick up orders and requiring people to wear masks in public. Recently, Mayor Bottoms has been at odds with Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, who says she does not have the authority to impose stricter measures than he has put into place. With the start of school just weeks away, districts across Georgia are taking different approaches to holding classes during the pandemic. GPB's Sam Burmistas has more.
Citing the ongoing threat of COVID-19, the Savannah-Chatham County Public School System is recommending virtual learning for the start of the 2020-2021 school year. Their school board will discuss that possibility later this week. And last night, the Atlanta Public School Board voted to move forward with virtual learning and an August 24th start date, pushing back the school year by 2 weeks. In Middle Georgia, counties are taking divergent approaches. Parents in Baldwin County can choose between virtual or in-person instruction. In Dodge, Johnson, and Lawrence County, schools remain scheduled to begin the first week of August, just over 2 weeks away. For GPB News, I'm Sam Burmistas.
Fulton, Gwinnett, and Cobb County schools are offering students the choice between remote and in-person learning. The city of Rome in North Georgia is the latest to mandate face coverings in public. The Rome Commission adopted the emergency order last night to slow the spike in local COVID-19 cases. Masks will be required in restaurants, retail stores, salons, offices, and pharmacies. Face coverings are already mandated in communities including Savannah, Athens, Atlanta, and Augusta. Members of the Southeastern Conference are still determining whether college football can move forward this fall. Athletic directors and staff met yesterday in Birmingham to discuss playing games during the pandemic. Speaking on the Paul Feinbaum show, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey said the situation looks grim.
Trends are not what we desired, not what we had experienced a bit earlier in the summer, very much in the wrong direction, and that's problematic.
Sankey says key decisions for the upcoming SEC season should be announced in the coming weeks. You can find more of today's news at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.